Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
During her campaign, Michelle Wu promised to make climate change a top priority with a Green New Deal for Boston. Now, as mayor, she's named Oliver Sellers Garcia to her team as the city's first ever Green New Deal director, starting early September. He's tasked with keeping her administration on track with climate and equity goals. And Sellers Garcia is here to tell us more about the role and what he brings to it. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So first, this is a new job. There are other positions within the city administration that work on climate change. So why was it important to have this specific position?
Yeah, the Boston Green New Deal director is a position that is really meant to work across government. There are so many talented staff at the city, from chiefs all the way down, who are working on these issues day to day. They have a lot of direct services to provide. And one of the opportunities of this position is to really see how we can make more connections across different departments and really kind of make the departments greater than the sum of their parts.
You used to be director of resiliency and equity at the MBTA, an agency that's having kind of a tough time at the moment. Data do show that transportation is the second largest creator of greenhouse gas emissions in the city. What were you able to accomplish while you were there, and what did you learn there that you're bringing to this role?
One of the things that I am taking away from my work at the T is that there's a lot that we can do to protect the system itself from the impacts of climate change and to make it greener. But we also really have an opportunity to extend just beyond that to help all the riders and communities that host MBTA do more for sustainability. So, for example, if there's more frequent bus service, that means less car usage. That means standing out in a heat wave under a bus stop for a shorter period of time. That means making the decision that you will take your kids to school on the bus. There's so much more that builds off of some of these small decisions that we can make in infrastructure that really add up to resilience, equity, and sustainability benefits to all.
So you and Mayor Wu both emphasize using strategies to fight climate change that also address social and racial inequities. How do you go about that? And do you ever worry that taking on all those aspects at the same time slows down progress?
I really believe the way we are going to come up with climate strategies that stick is when we develop them in a way that actually improve lives and center the experiences of people who are bearing some of the greatest burdens of climate change. We can come up with a lot of technical solutions that sound great in the abstract, but they have a much better chance of being adopted, getting support, and then building off of them if people can see a short-term benefit. When we say we want more efficient housing because that actually lowers utility bills, that's a pretty simple problem. But what we're doing is we're centering the pocketbook needs of homeowners and renters.
Boston has already experienced two record-breaking heat waves this summer. How does the city ensure that people stay comfortable and safe in this type of extreme weather while also meeting energy goals?
I think about this all the time. It's really hard not to try to move around the city during a heat wave and think about all of the different ways this is going to impact us. I'll just tell you, waiting for the Silver Line at the end of my street to go to work, I keep thinking, man, we really need to think about how the tree canopy and bus stops work in all kinds of weather. We also really need to understand that there are already very easy technical solutions to energy efficient, cool, comfortable homes. That's weatherization and heat pumps. I am so happy that the federal and state legislation that has passed is going to increase those incentives. And it's really our responsibility as a city to make sure we can have those incentives be taken advantage of by the folks who most need them, and also to see how we can complement those incentives to really accelerate what that could be for staying cool at home, which we have to recognize by the numbers is where most people want to be in a heat wave.
How specifically do you think you'll ultimately define success in your new role?
We really need to have a few different ways that we measure our progress. Are we advancing greenhouse gas emissions reductions, for example? We really need to look at the scale at which we live our lives and how these long-term strategies have benefits for us near-term, as well as the long-term, more quantifiable climate impacts.
Well, good luck in the new position. Boston's first ever Green New Deal director, Oliver Sellers-Garcia, thank you so much for sitting down to talk with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.